This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, here he is, the man, the myth, the Monday and Friday morning legend, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA.com website. Good morning, Frank.
Thank you, Mr. Captain.
Yes. Okay, and it's been a very nice warm night here in Tampa, so all the people are outside waiting for the first bus to the beach.
Yeah, we're getting some decent weather up here, albeit foggy, but it's good.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to start with the president. He took the stage at CPAC last night and blew the doors off the building. Let me just let you listen to my buddy Greg Cluxton with a short report, and Donald Trump as well.
Speaking at CPAC, Trump described the opening weeks of the Biden administration as disastrous, singling out immigration, energy, and LGBT policies. The former president said his conservative movement is far from being over, but he has no plans on starting a third political party.
We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
As for his own political future, Trump offered no specifics, but hinted at a possible White House run in 2024. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And he did indeed hint at a possible run by calling the First Lady the First Lady.
Well, you know, you just called her the president. So, you know, he's going to keep speculation out there. That's typical Trumpism. Mm-hmm. It's the flame of hope is what it is, and I commend him for that. The one thing is for sure is that when he decides to back somebody, with the enthusiasm you saw last night and the numbers mm-hmm. that he's maintained since he's left office, mm-hmm. when he decides to back somebody for these contests around the country, mm-hmm. they are going to have a groundswell of support immediately.
Yeah. Now, I want you to listen to something. I've never heard of this outfit, but they call themselves Echelon Insights Poll. An Echelon Insights poll shows that Republican priorities surround the big issues of the day, while Democratic concerns are focused almost solely on hating Republicans. Now, starting with the most concern, the top issues of concern for the Republican voters are illegal immigration, lack of support for police, high taxes, left-wing media bias, the moral decline of the country, socialism, Antifa, China, late-term abortion, election fraud, tech censorship, and discrimination against Christians. Now, to put this in perspective, 81% of Republicans are extremely or very concerned about illegal immigration. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road with the Democrats. You ready? This is not a joke, Frank. I'm not making this up, so laugh all you want. This is not a joke. This is what the poll said. The top issue for Democratic voters is, number one, Trump supporters. Number two, let me tell you the rest. You won't believe this. Number two, white nationalism. Number three, systemic racism. Then the next one, gun violence, health care coverage, domestic terrorism, police brutality, discrimination against the alphabet people, sexism, voter suppression, student debt, and capitalism. 82% are extremely concerned with Trump supporters.
Well, it sounds to me like they took a poll inside the White House complex, because that doesn't reflect what's happening out in the real world at all. So I don't know who Echelon Voting is or whatever their name was, but obviously they are radically left.
Well, it's something.
I mean, because they literally took all of the topics that are in the headlines from any credible news source, and then took every talking point that the special interest radical left has. So maybe they pulled AOC.
I don't know, but this was published in Breitbart, and the editor's note here from Breitbart was as follows. Democrats have successfully cultivated this hate for many years. With these numbers, how will it be possible for all Americans to continue to live side by side? Collectively, today's Democrats are a piece of work. P.T. Barnum was right. A sucker is born every minute.
Well, I will give them this. The left, because they needed to be able to upend a popular president, fomented the seeds of hate and kept thumping on that every second of every day for the entire time that he was in office. So there is this unbridled orange man bad out there, but as soon as you got into the down list there, that's just a litany of what AOC screams about. So, Breitbart, I like their content. Every now and then the editors decide to throw some gasoline on the fire.
Boy, did they.
I think that's what they've done here, yeah.
Yeah, all right, hold that thought. Caller, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check out his podcast over there. Check out his great report that he puts out every day, the news headlines, and you'll know what he knows when he knows it. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and my conversation with Frank Salvato is brought to you by our friends at Moss and a U.S. Nissan. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Midwest, Canada, as well as all the way from Arizona. One father drove all the way from Arizona to buy his daughter a car. She was going to the University of Tampa, and he bought it at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. And it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and any accessory you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Oh, they got them. And they're commanding a great resale value price right now. So take advantage, upgrade your ride right now. And if you want to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned vehicle, you can do that too. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great deal, and you're taken very good care of. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget, you can check out the Rogue, the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. So, check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you, because you're going to save a bunch of money that way, too. And believe me when I tell you, it's only dollars, but you can save big at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right, we have, let's see, Backgammon Bob on the line. Okay, Backgammon Bob, it's your second call. That means it's the end of the night for you, but what's on your mind?
Wanted to know, if we win back the House and Senate, would we be able to undo the things that Biden has done, or would we have to wait for another president to come in on 2024?
Okay, thank you. To begin with, Frank, to overdo a president's executive order, I believe, takes a two-thirds vote. Is that right?
Well, that's for a veto. That's to override a veto. Now, a lot of his executive actions could be legislated against, and then you'd have to go through the veto process.
Mm-hmm.
So just reversing it, just winning the Senate and the House and saying we're going to reverse all of the executive branch policies, that's a violation of separation of powers.
Mm-hmm.
But they would be able to legislate against it if they had a big enough majority where they could get a supermajority to override a veto. And then you're going to have a lame duck president going into his last 2 years. But, you know, there's even division within the Republican Party about things. You saw the usual suspects in Romney and Collins and Murkowski and a couple others who...
Cassidy
tend to walk
from Louisiana. Cassidy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not dependable votes when it comes to moving the caucus in unison. So I don't think you might reverse some of the more radical things if you got that supermajority, but it's getting a supermajority in the Senate at this point, even with what Biden's doing and what Schumer's doing, that's a stretch. Getting the majority, maybe not so much, but getting a supermajority, that's going to be a stretch.
Now, I got to mention something here for my brothers in blue because it was a bad weekend for them.
Yeah.
A police officer was fatally shot over an alleged mass dispute at a basketball game with a young black man who just called off and shot the cop. And another police officer was killed during a traffic stop where he never got out of his vehicle.
Yeah, this is condolences to the families and to the brothers that served with these guys. They didn't deserve to die that way.
This
is a problem with our society. Our society has gone off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it just has. There's a level of arrogance, unwarranted arrogance, that has been bred into generations because we've told kids that nothing they do is wrong, everything they do is fantastic, and there are no consequences for actions, which is absolutely wrong to teach a child. You want to help a child and the next generation, teach them how to learn and capitalize off their mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and their failures. It provides humility to people. And when people are humble people, they are good and thoughtful people. When you have arrogant people who, you can't tell me to wear a mask, so I'm going to drill you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop me for a traffic violation, so I'm going to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
This, our culture has gone off the rails with arrogance. It is time to check the arrogance at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to embrace a little bit more humility as a society.
Yeah, and I blame a lot of that on the parents when you're talking about the young people that are doing this.
Yeah, I mean, when you teach a child and they turn into adult, that and for all their life, all they've understood was anything I do is fantastic or I'm a victim, you create an arrogant society.
Mm-hmm.
And we are saddled with that now. A full generation who has gotten a trophy for everything, a medal for everything. Nobody's keeping score. And if you do something wrong, okay, it's not that you readjust what you're doing so that you don't do it wrong or don't fail again. It's who do you blame?
Mm-hmm. Now, Congressman Andy Biggs, he's from Arizona, is fighting for election integrity. And we have this little bill called H.R. 1 that's coming out of the House this week, probably headed over to the Senate. We can't let that pass.
No, not at all. Never. There are things in that bill that will scar the country forever, especially where federal elections are concerned. And it's a lot more than just they're couching it as an election integrity bill.
Mm-hmm.
But people, I'm begging you, read the bill. If you've never read a bill before, read the bill, at least the summary, because you're going to see some things in there that not only disenfranchise the Constitution from the states when it comes to federal elections, it decides who's going to be able to get the vote when, where, and why, and it has nothing to do with constitutional rights. This thing is a usurpation of constitutional rights where the elections come into play. And when you have a House the House is going to pass it. When you get to a Senate, if we don't apply pressure in the Senate to use that filibuster to kill this thing, we're going to see a very different election from now on.
Now, COVID is starting to fall off the proverbial cliff. Because the media is not accurately reporting what's going on, the new average daily case rate in the U.S. has dropped to less than 70,000, little more than a month ago. It had peaked at almost 263,000 cases per day. This is a decrease of 77%, and you're not hearing it on the other side of the aisle.
No, as a matter of fact, Johns Hopkins University study came out right around the first of the year that said, looking at what we've done, we will achieve herd immunity by April 1st.
That's right.
Achieve it. And that means this thing is done.
Yep.
But in order to make sure that we keep padding the pockets of Big Pharma, because they had everybody's got a vaccine now, you can go to McDonald's and get the Mick vaccine if you want to. If this isn't proof that this is a political sham, I don't know what is. You've got Johns Hopkins, who was quoted as the authority of this thing in the very beginning.
Right.
If they said this was happening, people said, well, Johns Hopkins reported it. It's got to be true.
Yep.
And it's a very good institution because they've bucked the popular narrative the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
If you followed Johns Hopkins from the beginning, you've been right every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We're achieving herd immunity, which we would have achieved a lot earlier if we wouldn't have done the stupid lockdowns.
Well, here's the deal. We've got the best governor in the country right here because he said, and I quote, Florida avoided flawed assumptions New York made about coronavirus and nursing homes by actually using facts, not fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah. When you start, this thing was politicized from the beginning, if not created for political purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when it comes to this kind of thing, you must follow the science. Now, the politicians all said they're going to follow the science, but they never did.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They never did.
You're right. All right, here comes the music, so we're going to have to let you go, and we definitely will talk to you on Friday. Can't wait. It's going to be another great week. We got a lot of things going on this week, and we're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. So I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to offer, and find out what he's all about, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did it. Alrighty, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, because I'll be right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump was the keynote speaker at Sunday night's Conservative Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida.
We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
Mr. Trump laid out his future vision for America and gave a negative assessment of the Biden administration's policies so far. Texas' largest and oldest electric power cooperative on Monday filed for bankruptcy protection in federal court in Houston, Texas, citing a disputed $1.8 billion bill from the state's grid operator. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is one of dozens of electricity providers facing enormous charges from a severe cold snap last month that severely crippled the power grid. On Saturday, the FDA authorized Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, adding a third American vaccine produced under Operation Warp Speed. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'd like to invite everybody to come on over and join me on Saturday, March the 6th, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial at Burt's Barracuda, located at 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater, Florida, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, Harley-Davidson has a very important history and had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I, II, Korea, and Vietnam. Because, you see, the Harley-Davidson motorcycle was used by the U.S. military as a scout vehicle to scoot around and grab things and scoot back and this, that, and the other. Very easy to accommodate and operate. And you're going to have an opportunity to see the Harley-Davidson Memorial, which is an actual motorcycle of the cycle that made history in World Wars I, II, Korea, and Vietnam. Now, you can enjoy the live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band there. Food is also going to be provided by the Veterans Food Truck. Bring your appetite with you and bring the little ones because it's a family-friendly event. Now, if you get there early for the Color Guard and the National Anthem, that'd be great, too. It starts at 10 a.m. You can join me at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson this Saturday for the HD War Memorial Unveiling. Now, that's just north of U.S. 19 on 49th Street, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. And for more info, you can go to Burt's, V-E-R-T-S, Burt'sBarracuda.com. And I hope to see you there. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. And whether I believe we'll cooperate, might have a shower or two in the offing, but it might hold off until we get this all taken care of, and that would be good. All right. Well, CPAC had a straw poll. And that straw poll had Donald Trump winning by over 2-1 over the second place person, who was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't know about you, but I had this strange thought yesterday. If Donald Trump does run in 2024, I wonder if he would ask Ron DeSantis to be the vice president's candidate. Now, Ron DeSantis is extremely popular in Florida for good reason. And he's popular in other states, too, for good reason, especially red states, because we're doing a hell of a job down here with him in charge. He said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead when it came to the lockdown stuff and all that. And he used common sense. And it worked. By the way, we just had the Super Bowl in Tampa. Just about, 3 weeks. Just about a month ago now. A month ago Sunday. This coming Sunday. So it's almost 3 weeks and a couple days or something like that. And everybody's going, oh, there's going to be a spike because, oh, the Democratic mayor and some of the cohorts are, oh, people were too close together and, oh, they didn't have masks up. Give me a break. We haven't seen a spike yet. And I don't think we're going to see one. Because as Frank and I just talked about, we're getting very close to having herd immunity, according to, of all places, Johns Hopkins, who said so, probably in April. And the numbers for COVID are dropping. They're dropping. Now, I'm not saying the disease is dying. I'm not saying it's going away. I'm just saying that because we've got more people that have been vaccinated and more people that have had this thing that have gotten better, that we're developing this herd immunity that everybody's heard about. But why isn't the media reporting this? Are they going to wait until the Democrats can figure out another way to keep Americans afraid and locked up at home? Where's the anger with the public about all this? Because that's what they're doing now. Now listen to this number. Listen to this number. The new average case rate in the United States has dropped to less than 70,000. Little more than a month ago, it peaked at almost 263,000 per day. That's a decrease of 77%. So, what is a political party to do when it depends on crises to acquire and maintain power that they can lie about? Will they come up with another crisis? Probably. But just think about that for a minute. Think about that. And here's something else to think about. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has only been in Congress a little more than 2 years, but the New York Democrat known as AOC is already widely disliked by the majority of the voters. And here's the kicker. They actually prefer House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be the leader of congressional Democrats rather than AOC. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters have an unfavorable opinion of AOC, including 44% who view her as very unfavorable, and only 16% view her in a favorable manner. Wow. I mean, wow. Now, a week after Joe Biden stirred the controversy by saying China has different norms towards human rights, half the voters view Biden's China policy as worse than former President Trump's. By the way, his approval rating last week was 49%. That's the third week in a row it's been below 50. And the nomination of Neera Tanden to be President Joe Biden's Director of Office of Management and Budget is in big trouble. Now, most voters still believe the president's nominee for office deserves an up or down vote on the Senate floor. And the Democrats have temporarily tabled that because they know they don't have the votes and she would go down in a blaze of glory. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, also, President Biden is reportedly contemplating a major infrastructure investment as part of his legislative agenda. But most Americans do not believe that's a job for the federal government. They believe the states should control the infrastructure projects in their own state. Now, here's something else. President Biden had promised billions of dollars in new federal spending to fight homelessness, remember? But most Americans believe the problem is primarily, that problem is primarily a responsibility of state and local governments. Okay. There's a new one. Now, amid the concerns about schools reopening during the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans overwhelmingly consider teaching an important job, but most wouldn't want to do it, and most believe that schools should be open. I agree with them 100%. 100%. And keep in mind, on this Monday morning, that it's a nice day in the neighborhood, going to be even nicer. And good morning, Cynthia. Hope you're doing well. Oh, okay, that's interesting. She's telling me that she heard from some very wealthy donors over the weekend, and they support Ron DeSantis over Trump for the presidency. I still think that DeSantis might... I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's where I'm kind of tied or torn. I believe Ron DeSantis should finish two full terms as governor of Florida. And I'm not convinced that Donald Trump was going to run for president again. But he certainly can be a kingmaker. So, if he wasn't going to run for president, and for some reason Ron DeSantis thought he was going to, he would make an excellent president based on what he's done for Florida. We know that. Look at the numbers. And by the way, not only is our budget balanced in Florida, they have a surplus of money. Go do that, New York. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, is coming back with me.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. By the way, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, is being brought to you by our friends down there at Dominic Blinds and Decor. Now remember, Dominic Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you stop by, see Jill and a gang in a store, or give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So the number to call, one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty. Here he is from the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to you. Well, it looks like NFL is really close to getting to the 17-game schedule for this upcoming year, Captain, so we'll see if that occurs. I know off the air before we got on that we were talking a little bit about the mayor of New Orleans making a pitch for Russell Wilson.
Yes, he did.
Captain, to come to the Crescent City. As long as he doesn't pay him, it's okay, Captain, but I'm sure he was going to find him a nice house with the salary.
That's what he said.
Would give him.
What he told him.
The salary New Orleans would give him, I'm sure, would pay for it and take care of him, and he'd be give him the key to the city. Because, you know, funny that he would say that, though, because there's rumors out there that Drew Brees might take one more shot. If he feels healthy enough here, you know, in a couple weeks, he might come back. So
well, the problem with Drew Brees was when he busted those multiple ribs, he was in pain for the rest of the season.
Exactly. Now, if he comes back healthy, he feels good, and he can take the pounding and beating, I think he might take one more shot. Now, if he would have gone out not hurt, I think he would have retired, Kathy, but I'm sure that's lingering in his mind. What if I wasn't hurt? What have I been able? Did it hurt my arm strength not to be able to zip the ball like I used to? I'm sure it's playing on his mind, and he's thinking, hey, Tom Brady won one, and he's a year older than me, you know, and I had a shot this year to get there, and it just didn't happen. So that will be interesting.
Now, Tiger Woods is recuperating at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, very famous center in Los Angeles. He received another surgical procedure on Friday. This is really serious stuff because he fractured two compound fractures in his one leg with a demolished ankle. They called it crushed or disintegrated, I guess was the word, ankle. But that, to me, tells me that he's going to have ankle replacement like what I did. And just in my own particular case, just with the ankle and the everything that you have to go through, it took me 18 months, and I was 50 pounds lighter to not only converse through a wheelchair, through physical therapy, through the double canes, through the walker, through a single cane, to be able to get to where I could walk normally again. 18 months.
Yeah,
I can only imagine what's going to happen to him.
No, you're right, Matt. And the poor guy was just getting through another back surgery and doing a lot of mundane, rehab, which is frustrating in itself. Anybody who's been in rehab, it's not fun. It's really not like working out.
I can't believe they're not talking about his back with as many times as that car rolled and all that stuff, because that may be something we're not hearing about, because once you hurt your back, it doesn't take much to hurt it again.
No, it doesn't. So, you know, speaking about golf, though, Morikawa, great golfer. This kid's a new upcoming golfer. He has a beautiful swing, Captain. He won yesterday, played great, and that was nice. Also, Byron wins at Homestead, Miami for second NASCAR Cup victory for him, so congratulations. I stayed on the golf circuit and ladies golf, the Quarter Sisters, people that follow golf, and especially, obviously, LPGA. These are two girls that playing on the LPGA, their sisters, and very good players, and it's crazy. One sister won last week, and the other sister won this week, so kind of neat, to say the least.
By the way, your buddy Flip is saying good morning.
Hey, all right, good morning, Flip. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate your service, too. Another fine veteran there, folks. Also, we have Nick Foles, still a candidate to be the Bears starting quarterback. Now, that's going to be interesting. We talked about Russell Wilson earlier, Matt.
He had mentioned Chicago.
Yes, sir, he did. So, if you were to go there, obviously Nick Foles would be backup or go somewhere else. And he's been a backup before, so I'm sure they'd look to keep him around. And then, look, if Russell Wilson goes to New Orleans, what does that do to Jameis Winston in New Orleans? Does he be backup? Or did he go somewhere for his services to try to start?
Before you keep going there, the NFL lost a legend. I grew up watching him on television, Irv Cross. I always thought he was really a class guy, former NFL offensive or defensive back, Irv Cross. He died at age 81.
He was a very good safety and cornerback in the National Football League, and he was a great announcer. He was right there with Brent Musburger in their heyday. And Phyllis George, he just passed away recently.
Yeah.
So sad to hear that happen. He was a real good pioneer for the NFL and helped out. And, boy, they had one heck of a team back in the day.
Yep.
You know, Jimmy the Greek, Brent Musburger, Phyllis George, and Irv Cross. That was one heck of an announcing team. Another Captain Patrick Kane, quarters 400 goal for the Chicago Blackhawks. So, congratulations to him.
How about NASCAR? We were down in Homestead yesterday.
Yeah. I mentioned that. Byron won, and congratulations to him for his second NASCAR Cup victory. William Byron.
And we're playing baseball all over the country, spring training out west and over here in Florida.
Yeah, the Great Fruit League started. All the games started yesterday at 1:05. So we're getting back into it. Looks like we're going to have some fans, and that'll be a fantastic thing.
That's correct. That is correct. And I understand that they had about one-third capacity yesterday in the stadiums down here in Florida. But if things continue to progress the way they are, it'll be up to half capacity here probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks if everything stays the way it is.
I hope so, Captain, and then hopefully by May 1st, it's kind of an outside shot. They're thinking we're really going to get back to opening things up, and we need to. We got to get this country back to where it was. I mean, God bless America.
Herd immunity could be back by the middle of April, so says the John Hopkins
good
people.
That's what we need. Well, thanks, Matt. I appreciate you. Appreciate you having me on, and God bless everybody out there. And if I can help anybody out with any other insurance needs.
God bless America, right?
Thanks. Right on, brother.
Yeah,
take care.
And you'll be at lunch tomorrow, is that right?
Not tomorrow, I will be. And then speaking of that, Captain, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, we're going to have a little Medicare and mortgage seminar from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock at Mission Barbecue. Answer some questions for civilians and veterans when it comes to Medicare
or
mortgage. Thanks, Cap. God bless.
All right, thank you. And that's Patrick Kyle, the Sports Zone quarterback. And here's what he does. Hi folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. Alrighty, that happens to be Patrick Hyland that's doing that, so check that out. And by the way, he's on the air on my flagship station every Sunday from 11 to 12, so check them out on the Sports Zone. They've also got a Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and you'll see the guys there. And I like to pick on Scott Levinson. He's got big, broad shoulders. But I told him yesterday he reminded me of Mr. Potato, and he reminded me that you can't say Mr. Potato anymore. And I said, well, you can say Mr. and Mrs. Potato. So he got a big charge out of that. All right, well, you know, it's been a very busy night. A lot of things went on. Glad to see the president was back. Glad to see CPAC was as successful as it was, and it was. And believe me when I tell you, I heard from some people that CPAC is probably coming back to Florida sooner rather than later because they were so warmly received down here. That's a great thing to have them coming here every year. But then again, that might have something to do with our great governor, too, and the fact that Donald Trump lives here. I'll see you all tonight.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.